Praise the Lord, my lords, the mightiest, mightiest prophets of the Lord.
Well, blessed people, right from immediately when I finished conversationing with you and transmitting the message of the Lord to you about the nation of Mozambique and the upcoming visitation to that land, then while sitting here and reading the Bible, the Lord snatched me into sleep. And when the Lord took me into that trance, then the Lord has spoken with me. Again, immediately I finished transmitting the message of the Lord to the nations of the earth about the conversation God the Father is having at his throne in heaven about the nation of Mozambique, and specifically the meeting coming to Maputo, Mozambique. And then at that time, the Lord Yahweh, while I'm sitting here reading the Bible, snatched me in a trance into a sleep right away. And it took me into the future. So the Lord has spoken with me about a very, very important thing for this earth right now. Again, right from when I finished transmitting the message of the Lord regarding the disposition of love that the Lord Jehovah has over the land of Mozambique, the nation of Mozambique, then God the Father Almighty, seeing that I'm seated here starting to read the Bible, then immediately stalled me into a trance. And he showed me something very, very important, a very important conversation I want to share with you right now. Very critical conversation, especially regarding the dispensation we're in and the coming of the Messiah. And this now will also form the battery of conversations the Lord has had with his servants that are meant to be transmitted to the nations, that you may prepare appropriately for the glorious coming of the King. Now, as I sat here just a few minutes ago, the Lord snatched me into a trance and I saw the visions of the Lord. The visions I saw are those of the coming of the Messiah and the future. The future of the earth and the future of mankind. So, as I sat here and I saw the vision of the Lord, I saw a woman with a small tin for measuring grain. In Kenya here, that tin is called gorogoro. Gorogoro. Gorogoro is a small tin. I think it's about 1/8 or 1/10 of a full big tin. I know you are aware of a big tin that almost measures in terms of liters, 20 liters, a tin container. But this one is about 1/10 of that. In Kenya here, it's called gorogoro. Gorogoro is a small tin that probably contains about how many cups? Maybe about 8 to 10 cups would fill it. I'm talking about tumbler, the cup, your coffee teacup, your teacup, not the small teacup for evening coffee, afternoon coffee, afternoon tea, but now the tumbler, the little mug. So I saw a woman with a small can container. Normally, that kind of tin comes out of a 2 kilogram Kimbo. Kimbo is a cooking fat here in Kenya, vegetable cooking fat. So that 2 kilogram kind of container, that is what is called gorogoro in this country. And it's used in the market for measuring grain and other things. And so as the Lord stalled me into this vision, then I saw a woman on my left like this, and that woman was measuring grain. People are buying from her, and she's scooping from the bag she has, which is about one quarter full. And she's scooping and pouring for that person who is buying. And so from where I was, so I see with the eyes of the Lord, and I'm able to see that tin container she's scooping, people are buying, they are lined up. They have lined up to buy. One person buys and walks away, the next. And she has one quarter sack that she's selling. And as she's cooking, I see with the eyes of the Lord that actually the bottom of that container, she has hit it such that it has entered inside the container, such that the bottom of the container now protrudes inward towards the container. It consumes a significant amount of the space of that container that would have been occupied by grain. So therefore, the grain that you are receiving when you buy one gorogoro is not exactly half. It's actually about half of what a gorogoro should measure, because she has pounded it from under, such that now it's protruding, bulging inside. And when she scoops to give you, to pour for you, she's literally giving you half. And the Lord also made me know that as she's serving, people are buying a gorogoro of grain, as she's serving them, pouring for them, scooping and pouring, she does not want them to see the bottom of that container, that it has been banged to be able to protrude inside, to deny them the bona fide amount of grain. The Lord makes me know that she's very careful to make sure they don't see the bottom of that container. She scoops and pours. She scoops and pours, but does not allow you to see the bottom of the container, which is on her side. And so people are taking less grain, less grain. In other words, the Lord is talking about famine that is coming. Number one, God Almighty has shown me a very, very important thing towards the glorious coming of the Messiah just a few minutes ago, literally talking to me about the famine that is coming to the earth. And then number two, the inflation in food prices that is going to rock the earth, strike the earth. God, in other words, has sent me to strike the earth with famine today, on this day. On this day, Wednesday, 11:25 p.m. East African time, the 20th of July, the year 2022, God the Father has sent me to come and stand before the nations of the earth and strike the earth with a global famine. The food prices are going to go up, and therefore, the amount of food that you would be buying sufficient for you or your family with a given amount of money is now not going to be enough food anymore to feed you or feed that family. It is called inflation of food prices. That is what the Lord has just shown me in a tremendous vision that bespeaks so much about the hour we have revolved into, we have entered into. So in other words, the Lord is speaking about the famine that is coming. A global famine. The Lord has just shown me a tremendous, horrendous global famine where people's nutrition, people will not have enough nutritional nourishment, because the same amount of money they used to buy a certain amount of grain, that is now bread. So the Lord is literally talking about the amount of bread you put on the table. If you always go to work and you are able from your denarium, your daily wage, to bring a certain amount of bread that is sufficient to feed you and feed your family, now, owing to the prophecy I'm giving today, and strictly based on the words of my tongue today, when you will take that amount of denarium and go buy your grain or the bring the bread on the table, it will not be sufficient bread to feed you or feed your family anymore. That is what the Lord Yahweh has set forth before me and sent me to stand before the nations and pronounce before the earth, strike the earth with. I see a global famine coming. I see a very serious global food shortage. I see a global food inflation in food prices coming to strike the earth in a manner never before. And I'm going to bring all this for you into context, that you may have a deeper, a greater understanding of what the Lord is transmitting here. So just a few minutes ago, the Lord has shown me the future of the earth, what is coming upon humanity and this aging earth. I've seen a woman that was selling grain, and she's selling to a lot of people lined up, coming one by one, she's selling, meaning there is a shortage already. And as she sells, the container, the bona fide amount of grain the container should have, she has corrupted it. So in other words, she has punched under the container. It has curved inward and consumed the space that the grain would have consumed. So she's serving them half grain, half the amount of grain for that amount of money they are paying. That is called inflation in food prices, escalation in food prices. That is called a global famine. A global food shortage is coming. That is also called a global corruption because of that shortage of food and that inflation of prices of food. Now the vendors, the merchants will be corrupt. They will not serve you the amount for which that amount of money is due. And so I want to open up that for you a little bit that I may give you the context of the depths he has spoken. If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, it says the following. The Lord says, Matthew 24, verse 7, he says, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And then he says, part B of Matthew 24, verse 7, he says, there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. Then he says, all these are the beginning of our pains, verse 8. So what the Lord has spoken just now is a very tremendous conversation that essentially hinges and anchors on your eternity, on the eternity of this earth, on the future of this, the humanity that's on this earth. And if you get the book of Mark chapter 13, Mark chapter 13, verse 8, it says the following. And then I'll, in this giving you of the context that you may understand the depth of this conversation, this is a serious, monumental conversation the Lord has had with his servants to bring to you. He must have seen that you are very attentive. The nations are now paying attention to his servants. And then he gave them this monumental conversation. Mark chapter 13, verse 8, he says, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Then he says, there will be earthquakes in various places and famines. Then he says, these are the beginning of bad pains. Luke chapter 21, next door, he says the following. Again, Luke chapter 21, we're reading verses 10, if you will. Luke 21, 10 to 11, he says, he says, then he said to them, that is Jesus speaking to his disciples about the signs of his return and of the end of the age. So this is so pertinent. He says, then he said to them, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Then he says, there will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. So here in Luke, he expounds it. But the bottom line to which I'm drawing your attention, blessed people, is the famines. What he has just shown me, the Lord, God the Father himself, has just spoken with me about in this tremendous vision just a few minutes ago. And so you see very clearly that the Lord is saying, in this conversation he has just shown me now, he is telling me to come forward before the nations and announce to you the events that are going to happen in the first half of the tribulation. We know very well that Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 to 14, they bespeak the first part of the tribulation. And that is now when the rapture has taken place. So when you look at the global famine, the global economic crisis that is beginning to brew around the earth and stirring up over the earth right now, those are simply signs God is giving you. The Lord is giving this generation a little glimpse of the events that will take place into the future, in the future being, it could be today or today evening or tomorrow or midnight, because nobody knows the day or the hour. The Lord is using the current global cereal grain shortage you see today, owing to the war in Ukraine, the current inflation you see where people are protesting across the streets of the earth, the current food shortage where in supermarkets they're fighting for sunflower oil, they're fighting for wheat products or wheat flour. The Lord is simply using that to alert you, to tell you to listen to the two messengers he has sent on the earth who are announcing the glorious coming of the Messiah in the rapture of the church to snatch the bride and bring her into glory, the safety of heaven. Because he's using the current shortage of grain, inflation of food prices, unemployment, economic meltdown, aviation crisis, and all this laying off of workers. He's using that, plus the effects of the COVID on the economy, the global economy, the collapse of the Sri Lankan economy. He's using that to point you, to give you a glimpse of what happens in the tribulation, that you may prepare to exit in the rapture of the church. I think that is clean and clear. But what he has just shown me now, blessed people, is essentially the economic crisis, the food shortage that crashes, that strikes the earth during the first half of the tribulation. So in other words, he's saying, tell them to prepare for the rapture, those that do care about the eternity, because tell them, I have now shown you what happens in the first half of the tribulation. We know it too well that in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 to 14, they essentially represent the first half of the tribulation. And he says the following, let me read it for you. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 to 14, which we all now know. In all this time I have come before you and given these prophecies and made you know that the ministry of he that speaks with you is too close. These two prophets are extremely too close to the Messiah. I know they are very close to the Father. They are sent by the Father. But they are too close to the Messiah because their ministry hinges on the seals of the scroll of God that the Messiah has. That's why they are unleashing and executing the wrath of the Lamb, judging Haiti with earthquake, judging Mexico with earthquake, judging Chile with earthquake, judging Nepal with earthquake, judging China and Nepal with earthquake and Japan rather with earthquake and tsunami, judging China, Yushu China with earthquake, judging Taiwan with earthquake, judging Philippines with earthquake, judging the earth with a global earthquake, a global quake, shaking plus the planet. Those are simply the glimpse of the wrath of the Lamb they behold, which they will unleash full strength in the tribulation. We know that very well, that they are very close to the Messiah, extremely, because they are executing the wrath of the Lamb and the wrath of God the Father. That's why their ministry is hinged on the breaking of the seals. And that's why on every occasion of the first four seals, when the Lord was breaking them, he brought me before the throne of God. We stood there. We even communed and conversationed with the living creatures around the throne. I have given this generation some of the greatest depth of description of the living creatures around the throne of God, beyond what the Lord had allowed, had lavished the world with, had revealed in the Bible. So, we are all aware that in the course of my conversation with the earth, until now, that the Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 to 14, they represent the first half of the tribulation. Chapter 15 is the midpoint. So this conversation the Lord has had with the church is monumental, extremely, absolutely an astronomical conversation about what is about to happen or befall the earth. The global food shortage, the shortage of cereals, meaning the shortage of bread on the table, a famine coming to the earth. And it says the following, Matthew 24, verses 4 to 14, it says, Jesus answered, this is Jesus answering his disciples on the Mount of Olives, when they asked him, Lord, what will be the signs of your return, in other words, of the rapture and of the end of the age, meaning rapture, second coming, and then end of the age. Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming, I am the Christ, I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. We know that the Antichrist will do exactly that. We know that the false prophets running around the church right now, harvesting money in sacks and preaching a gospel of prosperity, they are simply emulating for you. They are symbolizing to you what will happen, the great deception that will consume the earth in the tribulation. And he says, verse 6, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Then he says, verse 7, which is really pertinent to our conversation tonight, this vision a few minutes ago, this conversation from heaven that the Lord has given me to bring to you today, this evening, he says, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. We now see what is happening in Ukraine, where Russia, based on my prophecy of January 11th, 2021, and July 29th to 31, 2021, you see Russia is fighting Ukraine and fighting the West now. He says there will be famines and earthquakes. Famines, meaning many, meaning global. When he says famines, he talks about global famine. And earthquakes in various places. And all these are the beginning of bad things. So when he says beginning of bad things, he's talking about the events of the first half of the tribulation. He says, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. You will be handed, again, to put to death. You will be hated by all the nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear, deceiving many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. We know that now we are right now handling the eternal gospel. You talk about the preaching to the whole earth, the exemplification you saw, even as the angels pronounce it to the ends of the earth in every language and tribe. Then verse 15 is the midpoint when he says, so when you are standing in the holy place, when you see standing in the holy place, the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then those who are in Judea. So verse 15, before you go to 16, is the midpoint of the tribulation, when the first 3.5 years is finished. So the famine that the Lord has shown me literally falls within the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, which is the first half of the tribulation. Right before you enter the Great Tribulation. So this is a very big conversation the Lord Yahweh has had with me at a time when I have not yet come to you with a conversation of the imminent rapture of the church. He showed me the glorification of the holy saints before I went to Angola. And the conversation when I saw Christ seated on his throne with a glorious, super glorious white robe, that garment that covered him up the feet, and he has a crown, then I fell down, face down, to worship him. All those are pending conversations, and now he has added this on top of it. And on top of the message of glorification and the resurrection of the saints, and now the pulpit, the restoration of the word, the message, the cross and the blood at the pulpit, at the altar. So this is a very big conversation, a big message the Lord has just released to the nations just a few minutes ago. In a flash vision, blessed people. It was not flash. It took a bit of time because I could get the details, including how she has pounded the can container, the measuring container, such that it is now dispensing only half the amount of grain. Meaning the amount of bread put on the table will be less. There's going to be a famine, in other words, hunger. a global food shortage, food inflation, prices going up. That which was sufficient to buy you enough, now will buy only half. That is a tremendous conversation the Lord has brought tonight, the end-time conversation, the long-awaited moment for the church. The zero countdown on the end of the human history. And that's why you see in Matthew 24, verse 15, that is the midpoint of tribulation. Because it says, so when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. He's saying at this time, the Antichrist will have now brought in the false prophet who will be Jewish, who will now go and put his image, the image of the Antichrist, into the temple, the tribulation temple in Jerusalem. That is the abomination that causes desolation is talked about. So in verse 15, he literally talked about the midpoint of the tribulation. The conversation he has given me now to bring to you, the prophecy with which I have struck the earth right now, is in verse 7. It is the first half of the tribulation. And verse 15 is midpoint. Because if you turn, if you can ever turn to the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7, it says the following, chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, I beg your pardon. Daniel chapter 9, if you read 24 to 27, it says, it says, 77th are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. This is serious. It says, know and understand this, that from the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the ruler comes, there will be seven sevens and 62 sevens. So that is essentially, it's talk about 69. 697 before you enter the 70th week. So God has spoken to me today about the events that happened within the first 3.5 days of Daniel's 70th week. This is very serious, blessed people. And you know, in the book of Revelation chapter 6, if you turn with me there, that this is the conversation the Lord has laid before the nations today. The Lord has now requested me today to stand before the nations and strike the earth with a monumental, historic global famine. A conversation that God the Father himself has relayed to me right now, a few minutes ago. Revelation chapter 6, it says the following. We know that Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 to 8, they also talk about the first half of the tribulation. Revelation chapter 6, 1 to 8, it says, you remember, I have seen these events at the throne of God. On every occasion that the seals of God have been broken, the first four, the Lord himself has brought me before his throne and have spoken, I've had communion, fellowship with the living creature, the respective living creature, and the release of the respective horsemen whom I have spoken with are upon their release. And they have been released to me at the throne of God, and I've released them to the earth. So he says, Revelation chapter 6, that you may understand the vision God has just unleashed to the earth now, the prophecy has given me to stand before you and strike the earth with global economic crisis, global famine coming, global food crisis, inflation, food shortage, hunger. Revelation 6, 1, it says, I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a loud voice, like thunder. Now you understand thunder from the sermon, the message that the Lord gave just a few days ago, when I made you understand that thunder is essentially the presence of God. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say a voice like thunder, come. I looked and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow and was given, remember the word given, was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest, meaning he's not ready to take anything less than victory. So don't even dare. Don't try that you can, you know, take your chances in the tribulation with the Antichrist. He has been given authority to essentially do war, wage war against the holy saints and conquer them and defeat them. And see where it's coming from, the throne of God. Then it says, verse 3, when the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace away from the earth and to make man, make people kill each other. To him was given a large espada in Espanol, a large sword. That large sword talks about his great massacre, the great slaughter as you see in Ukraine right now. And you can see that the Lord has given these two prophets, the one speaking with you now, authority to execute this wrath. And they are giving you a little glimpse of how terrible it will be in the tribulation. And they are urging you, exhorting you to get out of the sin. Be holy, receive the gospel. Receive Jesus, that when the rapture takes place in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, you may be snatched up into the safety of heaven. Because even the war in Ukraine, I'm the one that struck Ukraine with. I'm the one that struck the earth with. And today, I have struck the earth. I now strike the earth with a monumental global famine. I've already struck the earth with pestilence, the coronavirus, Zika virus, Ebola, and many others to come, the monkey paw. The Lord raising a red flag to you that please don't cross this point. Beyond here is the tribulation, and it's bound to get worse. It's unbearable. Then what the Lord has just spoken now, the prophecy now I bring to the nations, is in verse 5 and 6 of Revelation chapter 6. It says, when the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come. I looked and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice from among the four living creatures saying, 2 pounds, 2 quarts of wheat, a quart of wheat for a day's wages. I use the other version then. A quart of wheat for a day's wages and 2 quarts of barley. Let me read this version. It says, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages and 6 pounds of barley, less nutritional barley, for a day's wage. For a day's wages. And do not damage the oil and the wine. This is what the Lord has just spoken about. This is exactly what the Lord has just spoken about. So the Lord has spoken a monumental conversation just a few minutes ago to the nations of the earth at such a time when we're rushing to Mozambique to prepare that nation for the glorious coming of the Messiah and to bring healing to that country that they may see the demonstration and the illustration of the power of the blood and the cross of Jesus and the astronomical latter anointing promised in the Bible. But you see very clearly that Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 to 8, is your parallel of the Olivet, of the first half of the tribulation I've read for you in Matthew 24, verses 4 to 14. And therein is the prophecy I've just struck the earth with, the global, horrific, horrendous, ravaging, devastating food crisis, famine, and hunger coming to the earth. And all these things are happening. Why? Because of the rebellion of man, because of sin. This is what sin has done to the earth, says the Lord of hosts. And so you see very clearly that this famine, it's talk about the breaking of the third seal. So there is now a synchrony, convergence. They all converge now to the actions of the third rider of the horsemen of the apocalypse. In other words, the third horse of the apocalypse. So God has sent me to come to you and tell you that I have seen the coming of the tribulation. And the Lord has already put me into the first half of the tribulation, which is the first 3.5 years of Daniel's 70th week, right before the great tribulation and the massacre and the slaughter sets in. This is serious, blessed people. God is talking about global famine, global food crisis, global malnutrition. When he says various places, a global famine is coming to the earth. So the Lord has shown me just a few minutes ago the great tribulation, the tribulation that is coming right before the great tribulation strikes. I have lived in the dispensation of the tribulation, meaning the rapture will have taken place. The church will have been taken up into glory, into the safety of heaven. This is such a monumental conversation the Lord Yahweh has just had with his servants. What an awakening hour in the church, blessed people. What a shocking time in the house of the Lord, in the life of the nations, blessed people. What an hour in the house of the Lord. This is very serious, blessed people. What God Almighty has just spoken now is too big, is monumental, is a very big conversation God has had with the church right now. The Lord Almighty has sent me to come before you and let you know that he has already taken me into the tribulation, and I have lived within the dispensation of the first half of the tribulation and seen the global food crisis, global hunger, global famine that Jesus himself prophesied in the Olivet prophecy that would strike the earth after the church has been taken away. This is absolutely serious. In other words, the rapture is near. I've already lived in the first half of the tribulation. I've seen the horrendous global famine that consumes in that age, in that hour, in that dispensation. So the Lord has raised forth a serious caution and warning to the nations. And so today I step forward, and strictly based on the words of my tongue, I strike the earth now with a monumental global famine. Today I strike the earth with a monumental global hunger, global famine that will consume in the tribulation. And that you may understand that this preamble, this little famine you see around here owing to the Russia-Ukraine war is a mere preamble, is a mere glimpse for you of the worst, the ugly one that is coming, the ravaging famine that is coming in the tribulation, that you may be awakened to prepare, receive the gospel, be holy and righteous, and enter the glorious eternal kingdom of God, the safety of heaven. Today I step forward, and strictly based on the ominous words of the dreadful tongue of Yahweh that I behold, I strike the earth now, today, with a monumental global famine of the tribulation. I am now prophesying the tribulation that you see in the Bible is coming to the earth. I'm now prophesying the coming of the tribulation and the great tribulation. May those who have ears prepare in earnest, repent and be holy and prepare to be taken up into glory, into the rapture. Remember, I've seen the rapture of the church and the uptake of the church. And the church I saw taken was only glorious and righteous and radiant and mature, without wrinkle, without spot. So make sure that you are diligent. You move very fast. Speed and diligence. Speed and accuracy. There is no room for a poster now. That when the rapture happens, you may enter into the safety of heaven. He that speaks with you now is the one that struck the earth to the coronavirus. The prophecy of December 1, 2015. I am the one that struck the earth with the earthquake you see, plus the global earthquake, universal earthquake, when I struck the neutron stars, to confirm to you that I am the one that will strike the earth with the global earthquake in the tribulation. I am the one that struck the earth with the global famine economic crisis, owing the release of the rider of the black horse that you see disturbing the earth right now. Meaning that, yes, indeed, I'm the beholder of the rat that consumes the earth with the unbelievable monumental economic crisis in the tribulation. I am the one that has struck the earth with the pestilence of the coronavirus, monkeypox, and all other Zika virus, Ebola. So blessed people, the Messiah is coming. For those who are wise, the Messiah is coming. But for those who are rebellious, the tribulation is coming. May your wisdom never fail you on this. The King is coming. Because the Lord has shown me today the dispensation of the tribulation, and I've seen myself there already. I've seen the two prophets of Yahweh acting there. The part I've not shown you is as they were moving there. I brought you only the part of what I witnessed on the grain shortage, the shortage of bread, the global famine. So if you're wise, repent and prepare the way. Let the nations repent away from sin and be holy and receive Christ Jesus. And stop the idol worshipping of other religions, from Islam to Hinduism to Buddhism and all that. Worship only Jesus. Worship only Yahweh. Receive the Lord. Only Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets the Father except through Christ Jesus, our Lord and blessed Savior. Today, strictly based on the words of my tongue, I have stepped forward and struck the earth with a monumental ravaging and very devastating global famine that will consume the earth in the tribulation. East. And in earnest, the Messiah is coming. I've seen the coming of the tribulation. Thank you, Todarabah. Todarabah, Verim Baruch Hashem.